We get CDs sent into the radio all the time, mate, hundreds of them. You can't possibly listen to them all, but one of them sort of took my notice, by the Lone Star Pipers, and we played a bit of a track, and the phones went mad, the email went mad, and then we played it again, and the same thing. So I thought we'd explore further into this album, Blown Away and Breathless. Here's a couple of snippets. Stirring stuff. Oh, yes. And on the line, we can catch up with Derek Potter. Derek, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Oh, yeah. And you've been involved in this, but I wanted to talk to you about your job. You were personal piper to Her Majesty the Queen, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I'd served previously 25 years with the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, and in 2008 I was selected to be the 13th Sovereign's Piper and travelled to London and was posted into the Royal Household to work with the Royal Family.
That's an incredible honour, because I know this post has existed for nearly 170 years, but only 13 men have held the post.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was started by Queen Victoria in 1854, and the position up until 1967 was originally on the civil list, a retired pipe major, and then from that time onwards, it's actually been held by a serving warrant officer, Class 1 from the British Army, who goes on secondment to work for the Queen.
So does this get you away from normal duties? I suppose if you've got to be piping for the Queen every morning.
Yes, it does. You are, as I say, you're attached and posted to within the household, and as well as your sort of daily duties of playing for Her Majesty every morning at 9 o'clock for 15 minutes in the gardens, wherever Her Majesty is, so Buckingham Palace or Balmoral or in Holyrood and at Windsor. You also then take up a role within the palace as a page of the presence, so you're involved with Her Majesty's daily diary. And as you say, you would be seconded away from your home regiment to take part in that for that period of time.
That's an incredible post to hold, Derek. It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wonderful. And as I say, a very a varied post. The pipe major's role within the palace has various parts to it. And as I say, you're involved with the investitures, the audiences that Her Majesty would have. And then when you go to Balmoral, as they are now, as court is in Scotland, you have daily playing in the morning and in the evening for dinner for Her Majesty and the royal guests.
That's incredible. Listen, it means you basically become part of the royal family's life. I mean, so you're getting very close. Did you have to go for an interview?
Well, there's actually a selection process, yeah. What happens is that they look at the pipe majors who are serving in the British Army at the time, and then they run a board, and it's taken down to two potential candidates, and then Her Majesty is given a biography on each of the pipers, and I was very fortunate to be selected.
Well, the X Factor for pipers then, basically?
Yes, yeah, it's the. I mean, it's certainly the position that's very much revered within piping.
Oh well, so that's the top of your game. It's probably the best job you can get.
Yes, certainly was. Yeah, it was a wonderful 5 years, and as you say, to be to work closely with the royal family and to be able to play your music for Her Majesty and the Duke of Edinburgh was very, very special.
So then you've sort of teamed up with a lot of your fellow musicians for this album, The Lone Star Pipers, Blown Away and Breathless. Now, I don't know if you heard the build-up. The reason we felt obliged to get in touch with you, I played a snippet for a bit of crack last week. our phones went bananas. Everybody's emailing and texting and everything else, you know. So that's why we had to get in touch with you, such as the appeal of this. Now, the track that we played was Scotch on the Rocks. Was that a tune you always had in mind for this CD?
A lot of the tunes. Obviously, what we wanted to do with the CD was to produce familiar pieces that people would associate with the pipe and knowing as normal bagpipe tunes, but also look at other pieces which people are familiar with but might not have heard on the pipes. And as you say, the feedback so far has been wonderful for the album release. And as I say, I think that it's got some really strong pieces on there and which people really enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, Caledonia, yes, it lends itself to the pipes. The Sky Boat Song, yes. You Raise Me Up, which wasn't written for pipes, but again, it's got that kind of melody. Other one, like the American Trilogy one, the Elvis number, that was astounding to hear on the pipes, it really was.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people can look at piping and look at pipe music and they might put it into a particular genre. And I think what we're trying to do is to open doors for people and give them memorable music that they've heard, but just to give it a little bit of a twist and show that it can be done with bagpipes and other instruments.
Yeah. Now, do you do live shows as a band, or did you just come together for the CD?
Well, with this particular album, we came together to make a collaboration for this album. But as I say, we have done a lot of work before with the company Scott Disc in Glasgow with my previous band, the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, and produced several albums with them and have toured those quite extensively in America and Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, well, it's a great collection. Now, I have the CD. Is it available to download, you know, all the modern ways?
Yes, it is. Yep, it's available for download, and it can be had. If people go on to the Scott Disc website, they'll be guided through and taken to the relevant places to be able to get copies of it in the digital era.
Okay, listen, Derek, thanks for taking the time to speak to us. Best of luck with the album. I would expect that, listen, if the response on this station is anything to go by, we could well see you in the charts sort of within the week. I think so.
Wonderful. That's really, really good to hear. And thank you very much for calling today.
No, thanks, Derek. Cheers, Nat.
Cheers, Nat. Thank you. Bye.
That particular tune's called Scotch on the Rocks, and again, I'll give you the details because we do get tortured. Blown Away and Breathless is the name of the album, The Lone Star Pipers. And if you go to the Scott Disc website, that's www.scottdisc.co.uk, you can go and download it and everything else. Frank tells us the post of Piper to the Queen is now held by none other than Davy Rogers from Mahara Felt from the Irish Guards. Prestigious post indeed. Only 13 men have held that post in 169 years. As we say, probably the top job in piping, so well done, Davy.